Hey everyone, welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm your host, Maddie Legere, and today we're going to look at how to make your app look more similar cross-platform using the Xamarin Visual Rendering System. One of the things that I love about Xamarin Forms is that it just uses the native controls under the hood. So if you build a settings page in Android and a settings page in iOS, as the operating systems update, your controls are going to update, and they're going to look like how the operating system thinks modern controls should look. And that's really helpful when you think about something like the iOS settings page, which in 2008 looks way different than it does today. But there are plenty of reasons you might actually want your app to look and feel similar cross-platform. Maybe that's because of branding or because you want to have one how-to guide. Regardless, we've shown you in a previous Xamarin Forms 101 how to do that using styles. And styles are great. You just customize the control as heavily as you need to. You can change any property and apply it throughout your app. But there's another way that you can do it where you hook into an existing design system. And that is using the Xamarin Visual Rendering System. With the Visual Rendering System, you can actually create your own design system using custom renders and apply that throughout your app, similar to how you do styles, but it's shareable with different apps as well. But the really cool thing about the visual system is that you can pull in existing design systems from, you know, open source. And one of those that we've pulled in for you is Material Design. That's Google's design system. It's very popular. It's what they use for all their apps right now. So if you open Google Maps on Android and iOS, they look pretty similar. And that's because they're using Material Design renderers on those platforms. And we've exposed that for you in Xamarin Forms. You can get started with it really, really quickly. And I'm going to show you how to do that right now. First things first, I have to pull in my visual material package right here from NuGet. So I pulled it into my head project, my .NET standard project, and then my Android and iOS head projects as well. So I have Xamarin.forms.visualmaterial in all the projects in my solution that I want to have material design. And then I went into my iOS app delegate and my Android main activity, and I copy pasted the line we give you in the templates to initialize forms. Put it right here and add the word material after it. And that is how you initialize the material design renderers. Same thing right here for Android. In my main page here, this is a blank app, and then I just built kind of this rudimentary login page, and it kind of highlights how different the platforms look by default. And what I've done is I've set multiple startup projects. You can do this in Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac. And in 16.5 or 8.5, Hot Reload now supports debugging and hot reloading on multiple startup projects. So you can see here I have it on both this iPhone and this Android. And as I change things in here, it is going to update on both of these. So you can see right now I have my frame set to visual equals default. And that just means make sure that it doesn't use material design, even if I put it at the page level here. So in my headers, I'm gonna go visual equals material and hit save. And because the frame is overridden, it's gonna look the same, but everything else is gonna start to look more similar. So you can see that this button went from being blue with no background, and this went from just having a gray background to looking almost the same. And then I can go ahead and I can actually get rid of this property here to make my frame look like it's material as well. And then you can see the entries and stuff and the drop shadow and the corner radius all get updated accordingly. I want to go and I want to make sure that this always stays material, visual equals material, even if I set my page back to default. And then I'm going to look at this button right here and see how different it looks. And I have a style that I want to set on this button. It's called my button style, where I just set a border and such. And I'm going to add it right here, just as I would any other style, static resource, button style, make sure my quotes are closed. And hit save. I'm still using the default renderer, so you can see with this iPhone right here, it just draws a large pink box over the bounds of this. On the Android one, it's a little bit harder to see, but there's a slight pink outline and some quarter radius. I can actually apply material design right in my style. So as another setter, I'll do setter property equals visual, and the value equals material. Close that right out. Close, save. Now you can see that the buttons, any button that has this style applied is going to use material design by default, even if I'm telling the page to use no material design. That is pretty much how easy it is to get started using material design in Xamarin Forms. As always, check the show notes for links to documentation. I'll link the Xamarin Forms 101 and styles too, in case you're curious. And I'll see you next time.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.